Sacramento lobbyist Pamela Lopez says she and DeBobne both attended a wedding celebration in Las Vegas last year. She claims the lawmaker sexually assaulted her in the restroom.
I felt a large body, rush up behind me, use the weight of their body to push me into the restroom, and heard the door slam behind us. I spun around and realized that I was face to face with Matt DeBobne, and that he had very quickly exposed himself and begun masturbating.
Lopez says the Los Angeles Democrat asked her to touch him, but she clearly and repeatedly said no. When she first described the incident earlier this fall, Lopez declined to name DeBobne, but she says she was compelled to change course in hopes of helping other women. A second woman joined Lopez in speaking out. Jessica Yaz Barker says she worked with DeBobne in Congressman Brad Sherman's district office in 2008.
The next year and a half was a constant reminder from Matt DeBobne that women were subordinate to him in all ways.
Barker says he mocked her for dressing like a lesbian, bragged to her about who he slept with, and showed her his supply of condoms in his office. DeBobne is denying both women's allegations. He accuses Lopez of self-promotion and Barker of political motivations. His lawyer sought to prevent Lopez from going public by sending her a cease and desist letter on Friday. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.